The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Two things. You must be looking at RFK, looking for this job to be the boss of American health with some dismay.
I am indeed. But yeah, it's amazing. It happened yesterday, wasn't it? All the questioning that underwent. But he says he's pro-vax, remember now.
He says he's pro-science as well.
He's changed his tune a bit and he vaccinated his kids. That's a good sign, isn't it, Pat? But as you know, his track record is very poor in terms of vaccine advocacy.
We'll be hearing more about his testimony and how it went down with the senators later on in the programme. Yeah. The other breaking news in the States is about Dr. Fauci having his security detail removed. And we know the threats to his life before. And Trump says, if something happens to him, not my problem. He can pay for his own security.
That's horrible for him, isn't it? But again, we feel sorry for Tony in so many ways. I suspect he might leave America, you never know, and go and live somewhere else. Now he's in his 80s, so he's getting on a bit. But I've met him a couple of times. Great immunologist, remember? Great track record. So he'd be snapped up if he wanted to leave America. But now he has to pay for his own security detail, which is a bit of a disappointment.
Trump said they've all made enough money, they can pay for it themselves.
Well, he's a federal employee, so
he hasn't made a lot of money.
I can't see that being the case now, and it must be pretty expensive to pay for six security people, wouldn't it?
Now, the science today, though, rather than the politics, we want to talk about sperm cells that may carry traces of childhood stress.
Yeah, this is an incredible study, Pat, really. It came out in a journal called Molecular Psychiatry, which, by the way, is a really eminent journal. You watch where these things are published. But the bottom line is life experience changes sperm. That's what the conclusion from this is. And it was 58 men who in their childhood had undergone trauma, various types of trauma, physical abuse, emotional abuse, all those kinds of things. And they measured their sperm and saw the sperm had been marked in a different way because of the childhood trauma, they think. And the question now is, of course, will those marks pass on to the next generation through the sperm fertilising the egg? So it's a striking study.
That idea of epigenetics, whereby your DNA is modified in some way, isn't that it?
That's exactly it.
By your life experiences.
Exactly.
There was a study years ago, I don't know whether you remember, about rats, and the rats were taught how to get through a maze, and then they had offspring.
Yeah.
And the offspring got through the maze quicker than those offspring of rats who'd never seen the maze.
Yeah, yes, it's that kind of thing. And in fact, there was a study in mice, Pat, the mice that were stressed, right? Their sperm got modified. And then the next generation were stressed as well, probably because the sperm had somehow changed. The DNA had been modified. And then the baby mouse has modified DNA. And then that is more prone to stress. So there's some evidence this can transmit to the next generation.
Now, the real question is whether you can reverse the effects of this childhood trauma.
Yeah, there's some evidence. Well, there's evidence you can reverse these marks. It's a bit like, I suppose, a good analogy, Pat, is like a recipe to make a cake is your DNA. That's the recipe to make a human. And say three eggs and sugar or whatever.
Yeah.
The recipe is the same, but it says increase the number of eggs or decrease the amount of sugar. Eat a different cake. That's what epigenetics is. The recipe is the same, but the amounts change, you know? So the question now is, can you change the recipe back? And there's some evidence you can. We use the term back to factory settings.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's a good analogy in a way. So
the unstressed child has the factory settings, if you like.
That's the idea. Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then
life
works on the child and the factory settings get changed.
They change.
That.
A great one is smoking, Pat. So smoking marks your DNA, you know, in a bad way, potentially. The question is, can you scrub those marks off? If you give up smoking, by the way, it does go back to factory settings. The DNA begins to, you know, the marks are wiped away, as it were, and now you're back to normal kind of thing. So it's reversible. That's the recipe itself, of course, is constant. That's written into your DNA. But these marks can be reversed.
Now, what about epigenetics and age? Obviously, you have a lot more life experiences and all life involves stresses. So are we all constantly changing with age?
We are. And that was a great study. So they took a newborn, a 26-year-old and a 103-year-old, right, and looked at all the DNA marks. And guess what? The marks change with age. And in fact, a thing called methylation happens, but it's sort of a technical term. If you stick a methyl group on DNA, that turns a gene off. And now you say, don't put that egg into the recipe or whatever it is. And methylation went down with age. So that means you're making more things from your genes as you age. And of course, they wonder, is that part of the aging process?
So as you get older, you could actually reverse this.
Well, the ageing people are studying this massively. There's no doubt these marks change as you age. So the question is, can you modify those marks and slow down the ageing process? And that's a big effort at the moment. The trick is, it's very complicated. In that study, Pat, they looked at 1 million marks on the DNA. Can you believe it? Ooh. And there was different profiles of marks. And as you age, the marking, you know, went up, as it were. So it's very tricky to pin it down.
So when you're looking at the effects of ageing and the diseases of old age, if you could figure out where the methylation happens or doesn't happen.
You've got it. Yeah, so for example, as you age, maybe certain genes are being turned on more and they're promoting, you know, your joints getting weaker, your muscle getting weaker. So again, if you could target those genes, wipe that mark off, and now you'll restore the muscle or the whatever it might be back to when you were younger. So that's a huge effort as well.
Now, tell me about the study of the Dutch hunger winter famine of 1944 to 1945.
Yeah, again, that was more evidence of how important this is. So nutrition, of course, would affect the marks on your DNA. And they showed it was a massive famine in Holland because of World War II. And the mothers who are malnourished, right, their offspring were at higher risk of diabetes and of heart disease and schizophrenia. That was shown, you know, through years.
You'd say that's kind of logical if the, in a layman's way of looking at it, you'd say, well, if they were, you know, lacking all these vital things,
yeah,
why wouldn't their children be affected? Yes, they would, of course.
They would.
But you'd imagine that then nutrition maybe in the years subsequent might offset that. But the answer is no.
No, exactly. And they looked at these people when they were 60 years of age, the offspring, and guess what? The marks and the DNA were different if they were born of mothers who were malnourished. So again, what's happening there is the mother is malnourished. That affects the DNA in the fetus. The baby's born. The DNA is now marked. And those marks are increasing the risk in that baby of developing schizophrenia or heart disease. Now, again, you can imagine that they're looking at those marks very closely in those offspring to see if you can pinpoint which genes were marked. But the strikingness, it happened in the womb, you know, because the nutrition was affecting the DNA in the fetus. And that's a really important study to say this thing can really affect health is the idea there.
So the problem is, if you find this sperm that has been changed epigenetically later in life, due to stress that happened to the child when they were very young, I mean, if you kind of work on that adult,
yeah,
can you undo the effects?
That's the idea.
Of stress?
Yeah, and they found two genes were marked in these fathers. Now, this is incredible. So remember, 58 men, trauma, they found marks on the sperm, right? Two of the genes that were marked are tied into brain development. So you can imagine if that goes into the fetus, the baby's brain might develop differently and increase the risk of that baby having stress in life or trauma. You never know. So because those two genes were marked, that gave more strength to the whole idea.
Question from a listener. What about young people who drink and use drugs for years?
Well, alcohol and smoking definitely modifies the DNA. There's no question about that. Anything environmental does, really. Heavy smokers have a lot more marks than light smokers. So again, we know these environmental things are influencing the DNA. And of course, the question is, if it's a gene that would cause cancer, you can see now why smoking might promote cancer, because it's turning that gene on through marking the DNA. And that's why this is so important.
Fascinating stuff. Where will it all end? Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.